own sewer system forever. And so currently, as we speak, they're coming right through here, and that's where they're running the sewer on up the hill.
Okay.
And so what we did, and just so you know, too, it was really amazing trying to research this and figure out, because, you know, when it says 18 spaces per acre, I'm like, how do you fit 18 per acre? And you get to looking at their RV parks, they do cram a lot in there. But the way I figured it, it was 7, they give ample amount of space where it wasn't a crowded area. Because the last thing I want to mess with is people getting stuck getting in and out, and I didn't want a high flow of people. So I figured with 7, they give plenty of space in between, so it didn't feel like it was just a big parking lot full of campers. But the way the grade of the land is, this yellow line through here allows the gravity flow of the sewer to come over and to the granite tunnel and attach right in. And so Tom Boyce is actually installing all this, and this will all be turnkey ready to go, whether we get approved or not. That's just part of the deal we worked out.
All right, well, if no other questions, public hearing will be July 13th.
Okay. All right.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, gentlemen. Appreciate it.
Good seeing you.
Yeah, you too.
That concludes concepts. And we'll move on to old and new business review of traditional zoning code amendments.
So hopefully everybody's looked at their packet. I've got some changes. First one is in the definitions, we did not have administrative minor subdivision. As I let everybody know, I think in the last meeting I'd met with the county commission's attorney. And we talked about administrative minor subdivisions, and I came to realize it wasn't even in the definitions. So we would add it to the definitions. Second one is in under marina. I've read through this just numerous times. And all of a sudden I realized that with this statement I've highlighted in red, that basically would include every boat dock that would house more than 3 watercraft, which I guess even anything could be considered a watercraft. But we're not in the business to regulate boat docks. That's the Corps of Engineers. So I feel like we should strike that. Now, the wet-dry storage is going to be up on property, so we could regulate those. But so that was a deletion. And then as we did the map, we did it twice. We'd gone through it the first time, and then we came back and revised it and came back to realize that AR and RR1 were so similar that when we completely finished, we only had 1 AR parcel designated in the whole county. So I'm suggesting to just eliminate agricultural residential, which we thought, do we do RR1, 2 to 5 acres, and AR, 5 to 10? Now we're really getting to split it down. So we thought we'd just go RR1 as anything that would be 2 to 10 acres. And I think I've got it down in here. And that'll come back up here in a little bit. So under conditional use permits for telecommunication facilities, which I learned a lot in my last meeting, we have 3 that it's provided by right in C2, M1, and M2, and it was not provided even conditionally in any other district, which that pretty much would just stop all communication towers, which by these state statutes is not allowed. You can give them a conditional use permit, so we've added all these districts in green as a conditional use district, which that means they would come before you just the same process as we are now, unless they're proposing it in a C2, M1, or M2. That makes sense?
Yes.
And then we've got still our telecommunications. We have a House Bill 331 and Senate Bill 650 that Travis and I went over for probably 45 minutes to an hour. And it has a whole bunch of language, and I think I included that in your packets. If not, it'll be next month because we got a telecommunication concept coming through. That there's a whole lot of public entities, public planning shall not do the following, and it's a whole lot of restrictions. You shall not require them to co-locate. You can't say you're going to have to allow others to get on the tower. So, and we might as well start to eliminate some of that language that's on here. You can't ask them if there's a better, you can ask them if they've found other locations or look, but you can't ask them if there's a better one.
Look at it.
Yeah. So anyway, all these statements I've taken out relate to that statute, which, you know, I had it right there looking at it. Every time I read one of these, I look back on it. So I'm proposing we might as well take these out now, because when these were drafted in Stone and Christian County, those statutes weren't even adopted yet. So,
is what's coming before us in the future a follow-up from the last few that came through, or is this a different applicant?
No, it would be the same applicant, and it's a little bit farther to the east on the other side of the Lake Tanikoma. So it's out on the Peninsula T Highway. So again, you know, tower design for co-locate. You can't request that they do that. It says you shall not. And then within this, this is a little bit different under landscaping. I'm reading it, and there's a whole bunch of coniferous tree plantings and all kinds of fencing, which we, unless we want to adopt a change, we never have required that. So I need to get you guys' feel. It's the one that's section 018090, landscaping. So section B, it says the perimeter of the telecommunications facility site shall be screened at a minimum with a course of coniferous trees at least 6 feet in height at the time of planting, 10 feet on center. Which, if you feel like that's what we want to start doing, we can, but I propose to eliminate it. Most of them are a fence or a screen fence anyway, but. And then next are advertisement regulations. And I did specifically go over these with Travis. And he said unless we really wanted to change what we've currently been doing for the last 30 years or however long it's been, that we would need to add some districts. Because it would only be allowed in C1, C2, M1, M2. And in the last 3 years, I don't know that we've had a single sign application. We've only had about 10. It's not just a whole lot of them. But not a single one of those 10s were in those districts. Which means our sign, they'd just go away. They're just gone. We would not issue any sign permits. So what I've done is add A1, MH1, RV1, and then O, which is office. And I went through and looked, and most of them were on A1. We don't want them in residential areas. So, and they still have to meet the criteria of the article and meet the MoDoc criteria if they're on MoDoc.
I didn't want to get into side business when we went to it to begin with. I thought MoDOT was doing fine.
Yeah. And we mirror MoDOT's regulations, so we'd be varying from theirs. They'd be allowed
to. We had a lot of discussion on sign height, and then we'd say, well, where are you looking at it from?
There you go.
And
where the plane is.
There's a whole lot of things that go into that.
And yeah.
It's very, very difficult to. do much with.
But to continue our present permit system, we would need to add those, unless you're on the same page as Dave of not even regulating them, but we have for the last however many years.
But there hadn't been much come up, right?
We haven't had many, probably 10 in the last 3 years.
I would hate to restrict someone in the, you know, that has the proper need to let the general public know where they operate their business to have an opportunity to do that. If so it would seem like, to me, I like how it's laid out to add those, and then it's a very limited opportunity, but for a business entity to, that they would have an opportunity to come before us and present their case.
Back when this thing was all going crazy, there were buildings, actually new buildings, built so signs could be put up along 65 Highway.
Mm-hmm.
The buildings are long gone. The signs are still there.
That makes sense now. I wondered why some of those were.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was, you know, it had to be 600 feet, blah, 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 and this and all that with the state regulations. And
a lot of places it's cheaper to buy a semi van trailer than it is to go to Gulfport.
Yeah.
And you can park that wherever you want.
Yeah.
Sign business is changing anyway. They're going to they're going to these high dollar signs now that puts a new message up there.
Digital,
and they're about $200,000 a pop for a sign, so not everybody's going to be getting in there. Business there.
Yeah, that sign
came like before us for the flea market. Signs. She got out on 160, and I asked her how many signs she was going to have, and she said one. And it doesn't bother me. But I went by there one day, and there were 11 count of signs out of all her fence, you know. Yeah. Usually it's 6 or 7, but if she's having a sale, there's a lot of them.
Uh-huh.
I always used the example when we were going to get into the sign regulations. Get north of the county line, south of Ozark, before you get to P or double E, whatever it is, and there's bing, 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 and there's nothing. Christian County had regulations, and there's nothing. There was nothing to pin it to, and there just once. It's still there.
Yeah.
Both sides of the road.
Okay.
Branson Sign Company.
So Article 29, this is our use table. This is where we have our permitted by right or our conditional use. These are the charts. I originally talked to Travis about not even using the charts because of the blanks. The blanks basically say you just can't do it in that zone. But he explained and convinced me that he liked them. It would be beneficial to have them. And if we felt like we had a use that might need to happen in a district, then either use a P, permitted by right, or a C. So, but on this Article 29, this statement here, he is very uncomfortable with, which I was too, and he's working on thinking how to get, basically anything that's not listed, it said the planning administrator shall have the right of deciding what it fits in, and that's not how it needs to be. He said we need to rewrite this. So we're going to eliminate that and come up with some new wording. So then under A1, if we did delete AR, I would like to add this to read large tracts of land for agricultural and open spaces purposes to accommodate very low density residential development, which would fit for A, and we would not have to have it in AR. And these kind of jump around, but I've just taken them by article, so these are in the order that they are in the book.
What would you consider to be low density?
I was fixing to ask that.
Well, it would be lots bigger than 10 acres, because in our RR, it'd be lots up to 10 acres in size. So if you had a subdivision, which we went through these, and I looked in different counties to see how they zoned districts, and there's little fingers of subdivisions that were 3 to 5 acres, and those they had rural residential. If we had a district that was 10, 12 lots that were 12 to 20 acres, that'd be a low